I'm just concerned that there's a lot of generalizations being thrown out in that, you know, you said, one of the things you said was that you don't think that any of us or any Christians or I assume that Jews were thrown in there too because you said wouldn't pray 5 times a day. And then there were some other comments about the idea that, you know, a group has to come to a conclusion.
Well, Steve said that.
Yes, and well, I know. They're all generalizations.
Okay.
So the idea is that, you know, the group has to come to a conclusion. All I want to say is that there are those of us out here who are trying as hard as you are to find the truth. And as you said, it's our decision. And but I just want to make it clear that we're not all the stereotypical, well, look at me. You know, what church do I go to that they let me come in? But they do. And I don't buy into a program. I don't shut off my brain when I come to the door. And if I were to cut down to 5 times a day of praying, you know, that would be less for me. I have a continual dialogue in my head with my Lord. And He guides me in every decision that I make. So I guess I just want to, you know, give a other side of the coin that says, you know, we're not all the movies and the TVs portray us to be. We're not all stick up our butts. We're not all, we know the answers and nobody else knows the answer. You know, there are a lot of us out here who are on our knees crying and striving as much as I can see that you are to find a truth and a hope and a reason and to take care of the widows and to feed the orphans, because that's what really faith is. And, you know, I think that this can get to be a really heated discussion where people are saying, well, why aren't you doing this? And somebody says, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? I think in this day and age, if we're not smart enough to say, look, we need to move towards a unity, towards a positiveness, and we're going to have differences of opinion, and there are, you know, we're going to have separation of in some of the theology. But why should we? The last thing I think any of us would ever want to do, and I don't think you would want to do it to us either, is to squash that enthusiasm to find that truth.
Oh, there's.
Just want to get the other side of the coin that there's.
My opinion is that all of the journeys are still individual.
I agree.
But you can join a group.
You can be part of both.
Yeah. If you find a group and something resonates with you,
yes,
and you say, this group, I definitely, you know, I just have this complete sense that I am compatible with them.
Right.
And
well, each individual faith gives a call to join together as a group. The scriptures specifically indicate that, you know, use the analogy of a body, that one part is a foot, and one part is a hand, and one part is an eye, and they can't say to each other, you know, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
So they agree to be part of a body, and this goes more to your comments, I guess, but they don't necessarily, the eye doesn't necessarily start to become a foot just because they're in the same body. You know, they still have their own individual thoughts, and their own individual desires, and their own individual gifts that they can use to glorify God in the end.
I think we're very, very individual as well. In terms of, there's an ideal person that anybody in this room can become in the eyes of God.
Yes.
That when you were born, millennia before you were born, God went, this guy turns out right, he'll turn out this way. This is the best that he can be. And that the roots that carry you to that point are different for everybody.
I think He still loves us whether we make it to that individual person, that great person or not. That, I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah. But one of the things that I do believe that, you know, in the Synoptic, Jesus says, if you had sufficient faith, you could tell this mountain to cast itself into the sea, and it would. And it's, that's God's way of saying, that's how high up it goes.
Yeah.
That each individual human being, that's not hyperbole.
No.
If you have that level of faith, those miracles do become possible, but all have fallen short of the glory of God, is, I think, the great contribution that, that Christianity made. One of the larger theories in Islam is that the Jews exceeded the boundaries, and the Christians underachieved.
Right.
And that Islam tries to find the middle course, which is, of course, what Islam is going to think. And definitely there is a large sentiment in Islam, very freely expressed by the imams, that God wants to see all of his followers at the mosque head to toe, which is why they pray en masse in that tight, you know, there's no space between them, so that the king and the pauper are at the same level.
Right.
But then I also hear that praying alone is okay in Islam. And I only heard that a while ago. And sometimes I don't know, was that there or is that being negotiated?
Yeah.
And somebody went, yeah, all right. you've been praying 5 times a day for 3 years now, and you quit smoking. You did, all right, it's, we're not happy about it, but okay, we'll give you that. Because we're sure you'll screw up on something else, we'll nail you.